The river is a boundary between Georgia and South Carolina, and she wants to wade into the middle and place one foot in Georgia and one in South Carolina so she can tell her friends back in Nebraska she has been in two states at the same time. She kicks off her sandals and enters. The water so much colder than she imagined, and quickly deeper, up to her kneecaps, the current surging under the smooth surface. She shivers. On the far shore, a granite cliff casts this section of river into shadow. She glances back to where her parents and brother sit on the blanket. It is warm there, the sun full upon them. She thinks about going back, but is almost halfway now. She takes a step, and the water rises higher on her knees. Four more steps, she tells herself. Just four more, and I'll turn back. She takes another step, and the bottom is no longer there, and she's being shoved downstream, and she does not panic because she has passed the Red Cross courses. The water shallows, and her face breaks the surface, and she breathes deep. She tries to turn her body so she won't hit her head on a rock, and for the first time she's afraid, and she's suddenly back underwater, and hears the rush of water against her ears. She tries to hold her breath, but her knee smashes against a boulder, and she gasps in pain, and water pours into her mouth. Then for a few moments the water pools and slows. She rises, coughing up water, gasping air, her feet dragging the bottom like an anchor, trying to snag waterlogged wood or rock jut. And as the current quickens again, she sees her family running along the shore, and she knows they're shouting her name, though she cannot hear them. And as the current turns her, she hears the falls, and knows there is nothing that will keep her from it, as the current quickens and quickens, and another rock smashes against her knee, but she hardly feels it as she snatches another breath, and she feels the river fall, and she falls with it, as water whitens around her, and she falls deep into the whiteness, and as she rises her head scrapes against a rock ceiling, and the water holds her there, and she tells herself don't breathe, but the need rises inside her, beginning in the upper stomach, then up through her chest and throat, and as that need reaches her mouth and nose open, and the lungs explode in pain. And then the pain is gone as bright colors shatter around her like glass shards, and she remembers her sixth grade science class, the gurgle of the aquarium at the back of the room, the smell of chalk dust that morning. The teacher held a prism out the window so it might fill with color, and she has a final beautiful thought that she is now inside that prism and knows something even the teacher does not know, that the prism's colors are voices. Voices that swirl around her head like a crown, and at that moment her arms and legs she did not even know were flailing cease, and she becomes part of the river. The search and rescue squad and the sheriff arrived at the falls late that afternoon.